Happy National Poetry Month, everybody. For starters, four fun facts. You won't be surprised to hear that the most popular poetic form in the world today is haiku. We do like to keep it short. The longest poem ever is the ancient Indian epic Mahabharata, which comes in at a sleek 200,000 lines of verse. It's almost 2 million words, which had to be memorized. More on that in a moment. The shortest recognized modern poem by George MacDonald is just two words long, "Come Home." Written out, it looks like it should rhyme. Also, never doubt it, it's well documented. Reading poetry will increase your vocabulary. And who does not wish for a larger vocabulary? Listen to your president. Poetry as an art form predates written text. It was vocal performance art at first. The use of repetition and rhyme and rhythm made it easier to recall and retell these story poems, and some of them are quite long. The earliest one we know about is the tale of the shipwrecked sailor from 2500 BCE. For context, this is back when the Great Pyramid of Giza and Stonehenge were built. In the shipwrecked sailor, a ship on a mission for the king of ancient Egypt is destroyed in a storm. Only one man is saved by a giant talking serpent who takes care of the guy until another ship happens along, at which point the big talking snake gives the sailor a bunch of goodies to take to his king so the king won't kill or, worse, castrate him for losing that ship. The gifts include spices, incense, a couple of elephant tusks, some greyhounds, and a few baboons, all stuff any self-respecting talking snake will always have on hand. The king is happy, even rewards the sailor with a cabinet-level position, and then the king delivers the poetic moral of the story in the very last line. Quote, "Do not be arrogant, my friend. Why give water to a goose at dawn before slaughtering it later that morning?" Unquote. I'm still working on that. I have trouble with moral stories. The process of vocal performance poetry really intrigues me. People were writing, sort of, 1,000 years before we discovered the shipwrecked sailor. That proto-writing on papyrus and animal skins and stone tablets was mainly for documenting transactions, making lists, drawing crude maps. There were no books of poetry. So for something like 300 generations, the tale of the shipwrecked sailor was being told and retold around the campfire at night. You've surely played a version of the game Telephone, where you sit in a circle and whisper a message to the person sitting next to you. By the time it comes back around to you, it often bears no resemblance to how it started. Stories about shipwrecks would have been common all around the ancient Mediterranean. You have to wonder, when and how did the giant talking snake get into one particular shipwreck story? Who added the gifts of dogs and baboons? And finally, who first uttered the moral of the story? Do not be arrogant, my friend. Why give water to a goose at dawn before slaughtering it later that morning? Do not write that down, but do pass it on to the person sitting next to you.